for our conversation this morning. Tomahawk Family Dental is the subject. I just met our two guests here this morning, and so now we'll introduce them to you. First of all, Sarah Goosen is here with us this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you were with Dr. Dean Huesong for what, 3 years, you said, right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
So you're still there, and what is your new role in the office?
I'm now the office manager.
So you're running the show, in other words.
I'm doing my best.
Okay. How do you like the new position, Sarah?
I love it.
Yeah?
A lot to learn, but it's been really good. We've been successful and having fun.
So just curious, has Dr. Dean really stayed away now that he's retired? Does he stop back every once in a while just to check in?
No, he's been enjoying retirement.
Good.
And
good.
Hasn't been in too much.
I was hoping that you'd say that,
yes.
Sarah. And replacing Dr. Dean Huesong is going to be very difficult, but we have somebody here that we'd like to introduce that's going to try to do just that. So let's make an introduction here, please, Sarah.
Yeah, so now we have Dr. Dana Lubet.
Okay. Dr. Lubet, welcome to Tomahawk.
Thank you very much.
Welcome here to the radio station as well. What would you like folks to know about you, Doctor?
Well, I've been in practice since 1984.
Okay.
I hate to admit it, but I'm originally a Flatlander,
okay.
Although I'd like to think I'm a naturalized citizen of Wisconsin by
okay.
now. I've got 5 children and, let's see, 3 grandchildren.
Okay. Being a grandpa's awesome, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
You can love them and then give them back to their parents when
yeah.
you're done.
Exactly. As far as your practice goes, I see the word Kenya here. Is that the country? You must have spent some time there. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've been fortunate enough to be able to do volunteer work in various places, including Honduras and Central America,
okay.
South America, and in a small community in northern Kenya.
What calls you to do that? I was in Honduras last year, by the way, and I'd never been in a third world country or situation like that. Boy, talk about an eye-opener. I think every high school kid before they graduate should have to visit a third world country just to see how good they have it here. But tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's I'd like to say that it's in my genes. My family has always believed in giving back and having an open door to people in need. So I kind of came by it honestly. And when I was able to visit some of these places where there is such a dire need for healthcare and everything else, I jumped at it. And I'd like to think that I get more than I give, and it's a beautiful thing.
Let's talk about what did you get out of the experience when you go somewhere else to help people out because they need the help. What do you get out of that? It must do something for you, too.
Well, it's just so mind-expanding when you go somewhere and all of the things that we take for granted, like clean water,
yeah.
food, our good health and health care, these things are not just a given. You go outside the United States and you rapidly learn that we're the exception, not the rule. So just the look in some people's eyes when you fix their smile, when
yeah.
you take them out of pain, and they're just so appreciative. It's great.
You may not remember all those individual names, but I'll bet you remember every one of those individual reactions.
I think that's a fair statement.
Pretty fair? Okay. Let's talk about the practice here in Tomahawk. What do you bring to the practice here in Tomahawk? What can patients expect when they come into the office?
Well, my approach to this, I have done this kind of fill-in or what we call a locum tenens work, where I go to an office, maybe the dentist is on maternity leave or they're in transition or they just choose to staff their clinic that way. So what you can expect is that I will preserve the integrity of the office and carry on in Dr. Huesong's legacy. I can already tell you that he was an awesome dentist. I've seen his work personally in the patients that come in, and he left some big shoes to fill, and I'm going to do my best to be a steward of the practice and keep things going until the right person will come and work here full time on a permanent basis.
Let me ask you this. The gentleman that sat in this chair before me sat here for 28 years. I've been sitting in now for like 13, but I still remember what it was like to try to fill those shoes. Aaron Rodgers filling the shoes of Brett Favre. Now Jordan Love filling the shoes. It's not easy following a very successful person that's been there for a long time. Any intimidation factor for you there at all? Please say yes so I know you're absolutely human.
Well, sure.
A little bit.
I'll say that every day and every patient is a challenge. Everyone is different. Every situation is different. So it takes a lot of energy and commitment to do your very best. And just like everyone else,
yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Amen to that. Just curious, when it came to choosing a career, obviously you chose healthcare. Why dentistry? What was it about this particular career that really attracted you?
Well, that's a good question and one that I get with some frequency.
Okay.
My grandfather always thought that dentistry was a great career, and he instilled that thought in me. And my parents had a very good relationship with our family dentist, Dr. Smith, and they had a lot of admiration and appreciation for him. And of course, I had a totally skewed view of what it would be like to be a dentist. I thought, oh, Jesus, what a great job. All I've got to do is go in, look at somebody's mouth, and reappoint them for another visit in 6 months. That's,
okay.
Pretty easy job, right?
A little bit more to it than that, though, you find out.
Yeah. The things they forgot to tell us in dental school.
Yeah, right? Okay. So it was something that you thought, was your grandpa a dentist also?
No, he wasn't. He
must have saw something in you, though. Here's a kid that would look good with a little mirror in his hand and down somebody's throat.
Could be. He maybe thought I was young and impressionable enough to follow his guidance.
Well, wherever we get inspiration in this life, we should take it and pay attention, and Grandpa's a good person to pay attention to.
Well, it's worked out well over the last 40 years. So.
Okay, well, good. Hey, Sarah, what's it like having a new dentist in the office now after Dr. Dean been there for so long? What's that dynamic like in the office?
Well, the first day, few days, was a little nerve-wracking, but Dr. Louvet's been great and has been...
Oh, yeah, the phone is copying what I'm saying there, I think.
Mine's and so, not.
Oh, somebody's is. Oh, maybe it's mine. No, it's not mine. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. So it's a different dynamic, but it's good. You're all used to it now. That's the basic thing.
Going great, yeah.
When we were talking before we turned the microphones on, Doctor, you said that you're here on a temporary basis. You're filling in, so that means the office is looking for somebody permanent. So why is there a shortage of dentists? Now, just a quick little sidebar here that there's been a shortage of rural health care all across our state, and that's been going on for quite some time. Our Senator Mary Felskowski has been trying to do something about that, and there's been some, it looks like things are going to get better for rural dental health care for sure.
That's right.
Why are there not as many people going into dentistry these days?
Well, you can look at it a couple of different ways. First of all, there's only one dental school for the whole state of Wisconsin, and that's Marquette Dental School.
Okay.
And it's a private school, and even though they graduate 100 new dentists every year, a lot of them are foreign nationals, so they come here for their dental education, and then they go back to practice elsewhere in other countries where they came from. And The other way of looking at it is that there's really not a shortage, but it's a distribution problem.
Okay.
All the young dentists want to be in Milwaukee or Madison or places where they can enjoy all the activities of a big city.
Mm-hmm.
So that explains part of it. I'm glad that you mentioned our state senator. She's brought forth a bill to bring on a new phase of dental delivery, a new job description, if you will, and they call that dental therapy.
Okay.
So, along with those that everyone is acquainted with, the dentist, the dental assistant, and the hygienist, and the front desk personnel. So now there would be a new position, dental therapist, and they're allowed to place fillings. They do some tooth extractions, and about 70 other procedures.
Let me ask you, just to kind of understand it in my own level of thinking here, with medical doctors, there's the medical doctor and then there's the nurse practitioner. The nurse practitioner can't do everything a doctor can do, but can do a whole bunch of things that doctors do, but they're taking that out of the doctors. Is this going to be kind of the same thing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's very much analogous to that. And there are currently 13 other states that have dental therapists, including Minnesota, and they've been offering that for several years now. And if my memory is right, I think they say that they've seen over 250,000 patients.
Wow.
By all indications, a big success.
So folks out in rural areas especially, the dental health care that you've been hoping for and looking for a lot of years is finally, it's going to be right around the corner. I would assume they're going to want to get this thing off the ground running. As soon as it gets through Madison and everything is signed, they're going to want to start getting this done ASAP.
That's right. It has passed through both houses, and it's earned bipartisan support, and the bill is on Governor Evers' desk right now, waiting to be signed.
Okay, I hope he gets to that desk real soon, because I know how important it is to a lot of people. If your mouth is feeling bad, the rest of you feels bad, doesn't it?
You got it.
Yeah, so we're hopefully going to get some help here for folks. Dr. Lou Bett, the new dentist at our Tomahawk Family Dental Center here in Tomahawk this morning. He's replaced the retired Dr. Dean Husong. Sarah, back to you. Some questions about the office here once again. New patients are still welcome, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we are always have time set aside for new patients so we can get them in right away within a week, maybe two.
I had a situation as a young man that kept me away from a dentist for an awful long time. I finally, with Dr. Dean's help, got me back to a dentist. But anyway, as a younger person, I had a bad experience at a dentist. When a kid has that kind of a bad experience, it's often hard to overcome. So let's get to these kids early to show them that the dentist office is not a scary place. What are you doing for kids to bring the kids in the office and to kind of lower tensions for them when it's time for them to have an appointment?
Yeah, so February is Children's Dental Health Month.
Okay.
So the kindergarten class in Tomahawk always comes to see us. So we'll have the four kindergarten classrooms come in two different days and walk around. We show them the rooms. They get a ride in the chair. Dr. Lou Bett will talk to them, and we'll all just have them walk around and
just lower tensions and stuff like that.
Exactly.
This is not a scary place, kids.
Exactly.
And here's why. Look at the squirrel out the window right there.
Yes.
So the kids must love that.
Absolutely. We're still feeding the birds every day and
okay.
keeping things as they were in 2023.
Good deal. Dr. Lou Bett says there's many different reasons why people choose the careers and why not this type of health care. But as far as the office itself, do you have other openings?
Nope, we're still full staffed.
Okay.
We have everybody stuck around and is the hygienists are still there, so we're doing good.
The dental therapist, is there going to be one here in the new in the office now? Or I just noticed that at the bottom of my notes here, the dental therapist that we were just talking about. Will there be one locally here?
Well, maybe down the road in the future, okay. But as of now, the this whole program is just getting off the ground in Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I couldn't put a date on it, but I would imagine that within the next year or two, it's going to be a reality all across the state.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to put you on the spot here now, Doc, okay?
Yep.
You're here in Tomahawk now. You're used to traveling the world and all that. You've seen a lot of things. First of all, before I get to the real doozy here, what is your impression of Tomahawk and our community so far?
Totally positive.
Yeah?
I remember coming up here, on my bike. It's a great ride.
Your motorcycle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I enjoyed that. Always had that in the back of my mind. And then when this opportunity came up to actually be here and...
To have an office right down the street from the Harley factory.
It's like you died and went to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. The people here are... Great. Everyone has welcomed me. The staff at Dr. Husong's office is just superb. They're all professional, warm, and welcoming, and happy to help.
Is there a chance you're just going to fall in love with us and say, you know what, I think I'm home now?
Well...
You never know.
No, I've got to take that up with my wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She'll have definitely something to say about that.
She should probably get a vote in the matter.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But I'll definitely bring her back up here for a visit.
Well, good. It's been very nice to meet you, Dr. Lubet, and we're running out of time here. So, Sarah, I want to give you some last words here this morning. Why should somebody make an appointment at the Tomahawk Family Dental Office?
Well,
because it's a fantastic place to come and get your teeth taken care of.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
It's the same people as before, and only thing that's changed is the doctors. So still come in and see us.
See, you were probably sitting back at the office every time Dr. Dean was in here and you were listening, and now you have to be in here and participate. It's a little different, isn't
it? It's way different, yeah.
Well, you did great. Thanks for being here this morning. And Dr. Lubet, any final words from you before we send you down the road?
I thank you for this opportunity to speak to the people of Tomahawk at large. It's a great community, and I hope that some of the young people in Tomahawk decide to pursue a career in dental health.
I think it'd be cool if a kid were to come in, like a high school age kid to come in. You know what? I heard about you on the radio. I hear a new guy here, and I hear we need new dentists around the area. Tell me why I should become a dentist. Would you welcome a chat like that?
I would... I would more than welcome that. If there are any high schoolers or young people that are even interested or curious about the career in dentistry, I would encourage them to call the office, and perhaps we could set up a day where they could come in and shadow us and see what it might be like to actually work in the field.
Outstanding. Dr. Dana Lubet, our new dentist here in town, and Sarah Goosen, office manager at the Tomahawk Family Dental Office. Thank you both for being here. Sarah, what's the number to call if somebody wants to make an appointment?
Give us a call, 715-453-5321.
Outstanding. You get an A, and you get an A too, Doc. Thanks for being here this morning. Thank you both for being here.